says one should not take shoychat, blind the eyes of the tafoni. So the Rambam says a moshul who said on Shimon that he's a wealthy person. The only way to know what daga of wealth that Shimon has is by knowing what Reuven has. If Reuven has 100 shekels and he says that Shimon is wealthy, it means that he has 1,000 shekels. If Reuven has 1,000,000,000 shekels and he says that Shimon is extremely wealthy, that means that he has more than 1,000,000,000. So basically, the way one defines somebody else is going to his person, Adreya. So like you said, if Mr. Rothschild, Baron Rothschild, said that somebody, this guy is wealthy, then you can understand that he's a trillionaire, not a billionaire. He said the same thing goes with Chofa. If Reuven says that Shimon is a Chofa, and Reuven is not the wisest guy in town, it doesn't mean much. But Reuven Chofa said, Reuven said that this person is a Chofa, because assume that he's a very great Chofa. If a person would bring a letter from the wisest person that ever existed, Shlomo HaMelech, describes something, this person is a Chochem, then we know this person is a tremendously big Chochem. He says, and if a Kodesh Boko is made the void of the Atma, that person is a Chochem, and you can imagine unbelievable amount of Chochem that he has. Kodesh Boko has all the Chochem in the world. But even so, we see that this Chochem, that Hashem is calling him a Chochem, he takes Shoichat and blinds his eyes. He's talking about the greatest Chochem in the world, even so Shoichat has such an effect on a person. You know that there's a halachic Shoichat for a day, and then there's a Shoichat of the Yetzirah. We all have the Yetzirah to try to convince us, we must do this thing, it's a mitzvah to do this thing. Before we decide that we must do it, and it's a mitzvah, really make a judgment, are we getting Shoichat from the Yetzirah? That we must do, but I can manage very well without it. And if it's a mitzvah, make sure it's one of the Targum mitzvahs. It's not one of the mitzvahs the Yetzirah came up with. We suffer more from those mitzvahs than we suffer from our babies. Yeah, that's the same thing when the Chofetz Chaim used to say, said in Pirkei Avos, you should make a cheshbon of the hefsed mitzvah connected to Torah. To do a mitzvah, you have to give a stop here. Ooh, it's hard, take it. Not 10 shekels, 20 shekels. It's hard. Ooh, another way around. It's hard there, connected to Sefer. That if you gain something by doing that, they realize the hefsed. So he says the same thing, same lotion. Who's telling you there's a hefsed and a rebach over here? Kodesh Bokul. Hashem is a trillionaire and more. And he's telling you that there's going to be a hefsed. According to his concept, it's going to be a really very big hefsed. And if he says it's going to be a shcha, it's going to be a really big shcha. It's going to have to make the cheshbon of making that extra ma'amatz, extra effort, especially now in the Elul. I was sitting in a certain place, and two interesting guys talked to each other. I happened to overhear, and one says to the guy, "No, tomorrow's Elul. You plan to make any changes? Just a little thing." He said, "No." So I think to myself, it sounds like me. Yeah, we all like that. So it's nice to tell the other guy to make a change. But everybody try to make a little change in their way. And either doing the time to show Hashem that we got the message from him. Sometimes doing a mitzvah is a little bit harder. Showing ourselves from doing a favor is a little harder. Make a cheshbon. How much we can gain. That's the right thing. To make some small changes.